Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Michael Cranstorff, chairman of the JNF South Africa. Very good morning to you. Sorry for that rather awkward intro, but of course my computer chose exactly then to freeze. How are you this morning?
Hey, Howard, how's it going? No, that goes.
So, except that when most people's computers freeze, it's actually cool. It's fine. So you just unfreeze it and you take a moment. In my world, it can have very awkward consequences. Right, but we wanted to talk about this new garden in Israel, and that is one that commemorates South African Jews who opposed apartheid. Tell us about this.
Thanks, Howard. Yeah, so earlier this week, the JNF, together with the Zionist Federation, launched a soil, the soil turning. We planted the first tree in a new garden in Tamond in Israel to commemorate, as you said, South African Jews who fought against apartheid, but also who contributed and supported the State of Israel. And we think it's a very important project to highlight, really, the fact that there were many South African Jews whose stories are unknown, who were very strong supporters of Israel, but also who fought against apartheid.
Yeah. So who will be commemorated there?
So we're actually in the process of collecting a list of names. We've already got some, and we're actually calling on the community if there are people that you know who fought against apartheid and were also supporters of Israel to please contact the Jewish National Fund of South Africa or the South African Zionist Federation. We have a researcher that's working on it. Look, obviously the usual people that people know about, Helen Sussman, Izzy Maisels, you know, but we're actually finding lots of very interesting stories of people that you've maybe never heard of before, who did, you know, small things, hid people, risked their lives by hiding activists, or people that were involved in smuggling activists out of the country, for example. People from very different walks of life, teachers, lawyers, musicians, you know, all played a role, all risked their lives to fight apartheid and fight for simple justice. You know, they saw a system that was immoral and risked their careers, their lives, censure from their friends and families at times to do what's right. At the event, we actually had the son of one of the activists that we're going to be honoring, the speaker was Dr. David Benjamin. His father was Rabbi Meir Benjamin. Mm. And, he, for example, you know, held interfaith, cross-racial interfaith, services where the apartheid police sort of for that, you know, would visit his house regularly and harass him. He also in his synagogue in Cape Town, hid, you know, people, and when one of the townships was demolished in the 80s by the apartheid government, and people were expelled for months, you know, hundreds of people from that township actually sought refuge in his synagogue.
Amazing. We don't know those stories, and that was so amazing. How do you balance, you know, a lot of the, you know, to take Ronnie Castrels as an extreme example, as a person who, as a Jew who fought the apartheid government, but then went on to be a complete disgrace to his Jewish heritage, to Israel. How do you deal with that? And I'm specifically using an extreme example because that one is quite obvious. And I think that people would be quite horrified if he was commemorated, if he was honored there. But what about people where it's not so clear?
So as I said, the criteria is that they had to, you know, we're trying to sort of, it's a project to bridge South Africa and Israel. So it's important that there was a contribution to fight apartheid, but also some sort of support for Israel, some sort of, you know, many of the people, some of the people on the list that you've probably never heard of actually fought in Machal. They in 1948, they came to Israel and fought in the war and then came back to South Africa to fight apartheid. There are a few people like that. Other right. people that have made Aliyah, people that spent time in Israel, people that were affiliated to Zionist organizations, people that publicly spoke out in defense of Israel. So, you know, our criteria is that there needs to be two sides to it. It's not just anti-apartheid activists, but it's anti-apartheid activists that were also supportive and contributed to
right.
to the building of the State of Israel.
And where exactly is this new garden, and when will it? When do you hope that it'll be ready?
So it's in Talmond, which is near Renana. Actually, mm-hmm. it's an up and coming community where a lot of South African ulema are moving to, and that was one of the reasons that we chose it, that the park would also benefit South African ulema. And when South Africans, Jewish and non-Jewish, come to visit Israel, you know, it's in the center of Israel, and we hope that they'll come to the park. And we're also looking to build a statue in the park
right.
By a South African artist, and that will also be an important feature. And we hope that it will attract, you know, visitors from South Africa and be an important symbol of I think, of the connection between our two peoples, you know, and the struggle for freedom for the Jewish people in Israel, and also for the struggle for South Africa, for people for freedom in South Africa.
Michael Kranstorff, chairman of the JNF South Africa, talking to us about this park in Tel Mond in Israel, commemorating South African Jews who opposed apartheid, and just in order to bring awareness. It is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.